Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, draft fans. This is DW here on Blog Talk Radio with another edition of Inside the War Room. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Usually it's an after in the evening, 11 o'clock, usually a little more laid back. But tonight I will bring you, or today I should say, the first edition, an afternoon edition of Inside the War Room. We will have Zach Hodges, Harvard standout, here today on the show. Defensive and outside linebacker. He's 6'3", 245. He's Harvard's all-time sack leader, 27 sacks. That's an incredible number. He's very productive, very smart, obviously, going to Harvard. He's aggressive, and he's got a great motor. You see that on film. And Zach Hodges is one that's got a third-round grade to a lot of experts and very high on Mickey's board as well. The top school prospect in his small school mock draft that we did a few months ago. And he's quite a humble player, very smart. He knows how to bend around. Today we'll talk about him a little bit, his journey getting from to high school to Harvard and now going toward the NFL, getting a little bit on the inside and giving him the information you need to learn all about him. You know, I think Hodges is a guy that reminds me a lot of a certain Miami Dolphin, Pittsburgh Steelers standout when I see him on film. And, you know, I'll be bringing that up later in the show. We'll also ask about if he's had any alumni interaction with some guys that have given him some insight going forward into the NFL. So, you know, when you see Hodges coming into this year, he was about a 6th to 7th round grade. He was a little bit of a sleeper, but then people started seeing the numbers pop forward. You know, people weren't sure if he was a defensive end or an outside linebacker. And, you know, going forward with the season, he started going up into the 4th round, and now he's getting into the third round contention. He had a great Senior Bowl. You really saw his motor show up. You know, I saw him on a lot of different plays at the Reese's Senior Bowl. I think scouts were blown away with what his motor was and what his production was. And, you know, 27 sacks in the Ivy League is quite an accomplishment. You know, he's gone against guys like Jeff Matthews in the last few years, and he's a guy that's been hasn't really done much in the NFL yet, but Zach Hodges should be at a different level. You know, right now he could be a 3-4 outside or a 3-4 defensive end, or he could be a 4-3 outside linebacker. He could do either or, but you know, is a guy that's going to be very smart and very into the game. He's going to be always around the ball and a high-energy player. That's what you always look for when you're looking for a guy and scouting a guy. Typically, a guy like Zach Hodges will be seen by scouts simply because the higher energy levels in a linebacker is so important. He's one that you want to see have athleticism, and Hodges has that. It's athleticism that really doesn't sometimes show up on film, but it shows up in the weight room. It shows, you know, different combines. I expect him to have a really good combine and even improve his stock. He could go as high as round two to some experts. I've seen him mocked even in the late first round to the San Francisco 49ers. That would be a wonderful place for him. You know, the 49ers have had some aging players as well as some guys with some injury bugs. They also like Lindell Trail, another small school guy, too, would be a very good fit in San Francisco. Here's a little bit more about him. He was offered by 45 different schools in the recruiting process, schools like Stanford, Holy Cross, and Princeton. I was going to ask him about that. And, you know, what's his knack for getting to the quarterback? You know, sometimes there's something that clicks in the guy's head that once he's on the field, he has that snap that there's something in his head that gets him to the field. So, you know, Zach Hodges brings that all to the table. Sometimes I think a player like Hodges is overlooked because he plays in the Ivy League schools. You know, Fitzpatrick was overlooked. You know, Jeff Matthews was overlooked. And there's been so many other Ivy League players that have really had a tough transition, I guess, getting their name out there. Scouts know of Ivy League schools. It's not the problem that the scouts getting out there, but I guess it's just the per se of level of competition. But, I mean, you're looking at a guy right here that was the Defensive Player of the Year in 2013 for the Ivy League schools. He was the single person on the Buck Buchanan Award watch list this season, and he's a preseason FCS All-American. A guy that really stands out with his accolades. He's so well-rounded. And, you know, over the recruiting process, I'm sure he was overlooked. You know, he was only 6'2", about 195, so he was a little bit small. But, you know, he was definitely book smart. I mean, you're not going to be able to get a scholarship from Harvard if you're not smart. They don't bring guys in that, you know, don't have a chance at the degree. I'm also, when he gets on here in just a bit, I'm going to ask him about his relationship with his D-line coach and his head coach. You know, usually I try to get in the mind of them and see what kind of relationship they had with their coaches. You know, what kind of – how did they help them develop? Sometimes it's just, you know, something that is brought to the table that the coaches teach them a first step ability, or it's something about hand use, technique. It's always just about something that really sets them over the edge to make them the very best player on the team. So I'm really looking forward to having Hodges on. Hopefully we can have him talk about his journey and talk about the upcoming combine. I think he got a combine invite. I think those were announced today. I haven't seen the list yet, but if I had to guess, he would be invited to the NFL combine. So I'm expecting him to have a really good week in Indy. He'll definitely interview very well. He's going to impress scouts with, you know, his ability to be a both defensive end and outside linebacker. And, you know, I think it's really important with Hodges, the ability to really shine this week. He can really help himself in a lot of different ways. Zach Hodges, I sometimes believe that he's a player that, okay, like I said, he's overlooked. He's not a small school guy simply because, you know, he is one of a kind in his own mold. You know, guys like him are tweeners. Sometimes it's really hard to say that Zach Hodges is a player that's going to really surprise people. I think scouts have already established him as a very good prospect, a well-rounded guy, and with his productive ability, he's very smart in the classroom, and he's very aggressive. You know, I have someone to really look forward to.
Hello?
Zach, how are you doing today? Can you hear me, Zach? Zach, are you there? Folks, we seem to have some technical difficulties. While I try to get him back on air, just quite a humble young man. I think that...
Hello?
Hello? Zach, are you there?
How's it going?
It's going all right. Sorry about that. I have Mickey running the board for me. I'm away from the desk, so I had him try to connect us to you, and it was a little bit difficult. But I apologize for that little bit of delay there. You still there? We seem to have lost him again. Let's see if we can get him back on air. For some reason, I'm having technical difficulties this afternoon. I apologize, everyone. I'm not sure exactly what happened to him. He was just on. I was just talking to him. He wasn't here. See if I can get him back online. Are you there? Zach, can you hear me? Folks, I don't know what happened to Zach. I had him on the line. You heard it. I'm not sure what happened to him. Zach, can you hear me? Zach, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I could
hey,
hear
Zach.
You the whole
Sorry
time.
About that.
I could hear
you
that whole
me.
Time.
I know you can hear right. me, and I was trying to prep you up, and Mickey's running the board on the other side. I believe that we're having some technical difficulties, but I think it's clear now. So let's
okay.
get this rolling. We just killed about 5 minutes right there. We'll have to move a little bit quicker because we only got about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Let's start with some basic questions. I'll try to get some basic questions in, and then I'll get more serious questions, and then I'll do a little shadow comparison I always like to do. And then if we have time, I'll do the three wishes and let you do the GM interview section.
All right, that works.
Okay, so out of high school, you had 45 different schools looking at you. What made you decide to pick Harvard over schools like Stanford, Holy Cross, Princeton, all big-time, you know, academic schools? Why was Harvard a fit for you?
When I sat down with my family and we listed kind of what we thought the goals were for ourselves, we felt that Harvard was just the best place for us as a family and being able to do and pursue the things we wanted.
And education is so important, and obviously you value it going to, you know, Harvard, one of the premier schools in the country. What kind of degree are you receiving here in the next few weeks, and what do you plan to do with your degree after life in football? Because we presume that you're going to probably get interested.
So I'm pursuing a double major or double joint concentration in government and philosophy, and hopefully my thesis and everything goes well. I'll be able to finish that and complete that.
Thesis papers are big and scary. I did mine back in school. It wasn't as scary as I thought, but it probably wasn't as long or intense as yours is going to be. Tell me about your transitional phase from high school to college. How was it on the football field? You know, was it a really tough transition, or was it, you know, a smooth transition? How did you get accustomed to the game from high school over to college?
Honestly, I didn't really feel like it was as much about anything on the field as far as transitioning, but just my life outside of football and just dealing with schoolwork, learning to deal with, playing with injuries. I injured my shoulder freshman year, kind of had to play through the season with it. So just learning how to deal with kind of the things off the field was really the biggest transition of entering the college stage.
And sometimes there is a little bit of transitional phase, but it sounds like, you know, you had a great head on your shoulders going, you know, forward with the transitional process. And, you know, I think that's really big. How do you think you're going to mentally help yourself going toward the NFL?
For me, it's just keeping my head down to the ground. Most people entering the NFL, they've played with football for a long time, but playing on a professional realm, I think, is completely different from anything we've done before. And so just trying to learn from people who have already been there and just keep my head down and work hard is probably the biggest key.
And such a humble attitude, you know, keeping your head down, keep playing, keep grinding. You know, it's a great quality to have. You know, obviously your film shows that you're productive, 27 sacks, all-time leader at Harvard. Obviously, you're book smart, way smarter than I'll ever be, aggressive. And, you know, I thought your motor's outstanding, something that really pops on film. Is that something you pride yourself in, your motor and your athletic ability?
I think what I really pride, I guess my motor, yeah. Really, more generally, I pride myself just kind of in my work ethic, which I guess it shows up in my play, but it really has nothing to do with per se specific attributes on the field. I try to work really hard. I try to hopefully outwork anyone else that I compete against or even work with. I just really try to pride myself in my work ethic.
Work ethic is, you know, a great thing for any scout, you know, an amateur scout, a guy that's been doing it 40 years. I think work ethic is one of the biggest things that, you know, as a player that we can, you know, value. So I think that's a great trait to have. And tell me about your relationship with Michael Horton and your head coach, Tim Murphy.
Coach Horan. It's Mike Horan.
Oh, Horan, sorry.
Sorry, it's all good. I'm just leaving their office, Coach Horan's office right now. I think Coach Horan, Coach Murphy, they're great coaches. I saw Coach Ho, Coach Horan come in when I was a sophomore, step up to the kind of position coach role. And I think he's extremely knowledgeable. I think that he probably could be a defensive coordinator at, you know, any other school. So to be able to have him not only just break down the X's and O's, but he can explain the philosophies of football to me, you know, the mental strategies behind defenses and how they sit up against different offenses and things like that. So, you know, the mentorship that they gave me, the kind of Coach Murphy since I was a freshman, would always come and just give me tidbits of advice, you know, here and there, kind of at opportune times, just as I kind of made my transition from a freshman to a senior and just how to grow and become a better person, better man. So I'm very appreciative.
And, you know, I think it's great to have a good relationship with your coach. And I think you hit something dead on the head talking about a coach not only makes you a better player, but also molds you into a man. And I think that's amazing to hear. It's great when a coach actually can do that for you. This is when I usually do a shadow comparison. Who do you compare yourself to in the NFL and why? And then I give my take on what I've seen on film and who you remind me of.
Well, me personally, honestly, I don't compare myself to anybody. I try to learn any player I watch, whether it's at my own position or my opponent. But I don't really like to compare or think about comparing myself to anyone else. I believe I'm the best at doing what I do. That's kind of just the mentality I have. Anybody that I would compare myself, I'm going to end up having to compete with them for a job. So, I mean, I don't know. I just try to be as best, as close to perfect as I can possibly be.
And, you know, I think you said something unique, that you want to paint your own picture, you know, make your own name for yourself. I think that's really just a really good thing to say. I think that something that you also hit on the head, said you want to work hard and, you know, learn the abilities of the players. I think that's a really good trait to have. You know, when I watch your film, you remind me of a Miami Dolphin and a Pittsburgh Steeler that played for a long time is Joey Porter. You know, I don't think you have the same, you know, demeanor as, you know, personality-wise, because Joey was kind of a big mouth. But I think that the game on film, you know, you have pass rushing ability as a defensive end and the outside linebacker. I think you have both abilities to really bend around the edge. You have a great motor. And I think you remind me a lot of Joey. That's who I see you a lot like on film.
Well, thank you. He's a great player. Hello?
Oh, I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm here.
I just wanted to make sure that you didn't have anything else to say. But Joey Porter is who I see you like.
He is a great player. Sometimes they say, you know, you're judged by the company you keep. So to be mentioned along the same lines as other great players, is always a compliment.
I'm going to move into the next section of our show. I call it the three-wish section. You have three wishes. The only thing is you cannot instantly wish yourself to an NFL team. You have three wishes to wish for anything in the world. Three wishes.
I guess most immediately in my life, I hope that, the number one reason that I made the decision to enter the NFL was I realized that I have an influence on people and the way I live my life and approach this game through this game. And so hopefully being able to connect to my teammates and others close and afar, just being able to connect and be a positive influence. If I can achieve that, that would be my first wish. Second wish, to find good mentorship. Someone who can teach me how to be a great player, a phenomenal player in the NFL. Once I hopefully can get into the NFL. Third wish, really take care of my family. Be able to, make them proud. My family, we worked very hard for me to get to this point, so I hope I'm able to continue on and making my family proud.
I think that's great, you know, putting family first in your life, and, you know, a great mentor can take you a long way in the NFL, something that you can look up to. And, you know, I think you have some great wishes. If I were a genie, I would, you know, make that instantly happen. You know, three wonderful wishes. Last part of my show, who's your favorite NFL team, if you have a favorite NFL team?
Honestly, when I was a little kid, we used to play on the Little League football Steelers. Since I got to college, we practice on Sunday, so I never really got to see any games. But it used to be when I was a little kid, I'd say the Steelers, but I don't really have a favorite anymore. Especially at this point in my life, I don't have a favorite yet.
Yeah, you really can't have favorites. Huh? So you really can't have favorites at this point in your life. But the reason I'm bringing it up is I'm going to let you sell yourself. I'm a general manager. I just met with you. You had a great workout. I brought you in for a private workout before the draft. Sell me yourself in 2 minutes or less.
I am I, Zachary Hodges, am a person of extreme perseverance, dedication, moral values, and work ethic, who, in all honesty, I think I know, I believe, I know how to be successful, and I know how to win throughout my life. I think in various realms, whether it be on the field or off the field, I've shown that I have that capacity to get the job done, whatever it may be. And I think that I can bring, I'm confident that I can bring those qualities to your organization to help you achieve your growth, your goals, which any NFL team, in my mind, I would hope that the goal is to win a Super Bowl, to be a champion, and to play for perfection. So I believe perfection is something, it's a habit and not an end result. And it's about living your life in a certain manner, in a certain way. And I believe I can bring that to a team and help a team to achieve that. And that's why I think I am a benefit to your organization.
Well, Zach, you know, I hate to cut this short, but thank you for coming on today. I really enjoyed talking to you for the few minutes. I know we had about 10 minutes short that we couldn't get connected, but I really enjoyed talking with you today. Best of luck in everything you do and the NFL Combine coming up. I know you'll rock it out. Keep in contact with me, and if there's anything I can do for you, let me know.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. Be blessed.
Sports fans, that was Zachary Hodges of Harvard, outside linebacker and defensive end. Quite a humble kid, very talented. Go check him out on Twitter, Zach B. Hodges. Follow his NFL journey. I am DW, your host. Hope everyone has a great afternoon and a great weekend. I will bring you back Monday with another edition of Inside the War Room. Take care, everyone.